Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Tes. We left off on daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rava, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the end of the page. On daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, a show sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and this was his mother, Golda Basimcha Da Shalom, the Neshama should have an aliyah. So we're going to talk about as the following. First, we're going to talk about a number of mitzvahs that we are zocha to have because of things that Avraham Avinu had said. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the humility of Avraham Avinu and the difference in humility with which great Jewish leaders handle power and the lack of humility with which great non-Jewish leaders or not such great non-Jewish leaders handled their power. The Gemara is going to have a number of mamarim relating to Anava and the Maila of Anava. Then we're going to go back to the Dinam of Kisei Adam. We're going to talk about using the ashes of an Ira Nidachas in order to do Kisei Adam. And the Gemara says you're allowed to do so, but l'chora that's a little bit difficult because after all the ashes of Nir Nidachas are Isurei Hana'a, so how are you allowed to use it for anything? So the Gemara is going to have two answers, one of which is Mitzvos Lav Lehanus Nitnu, and the Perek is going to conclude with a discussion of Mitzvos Lav Lehanus Nitnu. Then on Amud Beis we're going to begin the 7th Perek of Maseches Chulin, Perek Gid Anasha, and the opening Mishnah predictably starts with when, where, and to what does the Isser of Gid Anasha apply? And is the Shochet believed to be to say that he has removed the Gid Anasha and to say that he has removed Chelev? The Gemara is going to have a discussion why it's necessary to tell me that Gid Anasha is Noheg B'Mukdashin on a Hekdash animal. What's the alternative? That as soon as you're Makdash an animal, the Isser of Gid Anasha just disappears from the animal? So what exactly is the case where it's a Chiddush to say that Gid Anasha is going to apply to Mukdashin? So let us begin. Again, we are on Pei Ches Amud Beis, 5 lines from the end of the page, at Amar Rava. So Amar Rava, B'schar Sha'amar Avraham Avinu V'anochi Ofer Ve'efer, Zachu Banav L'shtei Mitzos, in the schar that Avraham Avinu said, V'anochi Ofer Ve'efer, his children, we were zochet to two mitzvos, Ofer Efer Parah V'Ofer Sota, the ashes of the Parah Aduma and the Ofer Sota. So says Gemara, those aren't the only two mitzvos that relate to Afar or Afer, v'luchshav nami Afar kisei Adam. This is why it appears in this parak. Why don't we say that we were zocha to the Afar that we use for kisei Adam? So says Gemara, Hasam hechsher mitzvah ika hana aleka. There is a hechsher mitzvah here. Doesn't mean hechsher mitzvah. It means the mitzvah is done bekashrus, meaning it's proper. It is a mitzvah, but it is not a hana'a, meaning even without kisei Adam, you would be allowed to eat the basar anyway. So the mitzvah of kisei Adam does not enable us to get any more hana'a than we otherwise would have been able to get. That's what the Aruch HaShem writes in Hilchos Kisei Adam, that it means that the kisei is not ma'akev the achila. You could do the achila anyway. However, in Tiferes Yaakov, he says that you're not allowed to eat the basar without being mechas of the dam. And when we say that we have no kavana, we have no hana'a from the mitzvah of kisei Adam, it means that had we never been given this mitzvah, so we would have eaten without kisui. So the fact that we got this mitzvah did not give us any more hana'a. Now that we have the mitzvah, we need to do it if we want to be nana from the basar. But but when it comes to Efer Parah, had we not been given the Efer Parah, then we'd be stuck. We would have a din of Tumas Meis without any way out of the din of Tumas Meis. And that would be awful. That would be terrible. So that's what it means, that we get hana'a from the Efer Parah. But again, Pashtus is, it means that it's not ma'akev d'achila. You're allowed to eat the chicken even if you didn't do the mitzvah of kisei Adam, whereas Efer HaParah, you do get hana'a because it's mitari you from a state of tumah. And without the Efer HaParah, Rashi points out, you'd be tamei li'olam. You would never have this way out of the tumah. In Maseches Sota, Rashi writes on Daf Yud Zayin that Efer HaParah is mezakeh, cleanses Klal Yisrael from the Maisa Ha'egel. So that's an additional hana'a that we get from the Efer Parah. It gives us the hana'a that we're no longer going to be restricted from going to Harabayis or whatever, or going to the Azara rather, as one whose tummy mace would be, and it gives an additional level of anah that it gives us a kapara for the Maisa Egel. The Marsha writes that it's dochak to say that if Avram Avinu would not have said this, then Tamei Mason would have been stuck as Tamei Mason forever, meaning there would have been no plan B had Avram Avinu not uttered these words. So he says, had Avram Avinu not said it, the Torah would have been some other way of being Mitar, but it would have been a much more difficult process. As it is, no picnic, a paradu. Is not something that's so easy to come by. There haven't been so many in the history of the world. But had it not been for Avraham Avinu saying Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, there would have been something else in place that would have been so much harder. And the Ofer Sotah is also anah because it's Matil Shalom in Ishla Ishto, and not only Matil Shalom, but if she's vindicated, then the Ofer Sotah is the source of a great deal of bracha. She's going to have nicer children, more beautiful children. She's going to give birth more easily. The Gemara in Sotah says she's going to have all these brachos in terms of the way that that she gives birth, and Rashi writes in Masechta Sota, it's going to be mevatal any laz on her children, because up until that point she's been suspect of cheating on her husband. So everyone's going to be saying that her children, maybe they're mamzerim, but now that she's been vindicated, everyone will know that her children are ksherim. So there is a great deal of hana'a from both Efer Parah Aduma as well as Ofer Sota, and there is no hana'a from the Ofer of Kisui Adam, and that's why the Ofer of Kisui Adam doesn't get listed as one of the things we're zocha to as a result of Avraham Avinu saying Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. V'yamar Rava B'schar Shomer Avraham Avinu Imichot Ve'etzroch Na'al, from the fact that Avraham Avinu said to the Melech Sodom that he's not going to get any Anoa from that which they got, from that which they won in war, because he doesn't want to be Nenem min Agezel. So he said even a Chot Ve'etzroch Na'al, a strap, a shoelace, Zachuban of the Shtei Mitzvos. And as a result of that, we have been zochet to two mitzvahs, the chut shel tcheles, or ritzua shel tfilin. We get the tcheles, and we get the ritzua shel tfilin. Marsha points out that the ikar mitzvah of tfilin and the ikar mitzvah of tzitzis, the reasons for those mitzvahs are quite explicit in the Torah. It says in the parsha of tzitzis, uri isem oso uzachartem, that it's meant to remind us of all the mitzvahs of Torah. In tfilin, it says, v'ayilachala os al yodach lizikaron b'neinecha. But over here, we're not talking about the ikar mitzvah of tzitzis, the ikar mitzvah of tefillin. We're talking about the fact that tzitzis happens to have tcheles, that tefillin happens to have ritzuos. So those elements of the mitzvah were zochet to because of Avraham Avinu saying michut v'atzroch na'al. Michut obviously relates to the tcheles of the tzitzis, and tzroch na'al, which is a strap, a leather strap, relates to the ritzuos with which we strap our tefillin. Why dafka these mitzvos? And the Lev Aryeh, he writes, because these mitzvahs one could do with a great deal of dishonesty. By tzitzis, it was well known that people used to sell kala ilan, which was a false tcheles, and they would take people's money for what was essentially a very cheap plant material, the plant indigo, which was very cheap material. And in tefillin, the Tosos in Shabbos Memtes quotes a maisa about someone who's mafkid his money by someone who was maniach tefillin all day, and when he was toveah the money from him, the guy denied having it, and he said, I only gave him the money because he wears tefillin all day, so I assumed he was a big tzaddik. So you see that people use their attitude and their connection to the mitzvah of tefillin as a way of fooling other people. And over here, Avraham Avinu was saying, I don't want to take anything min Gezel. I refuse to take anything from Gezel. So Dafka, when Avraham Avinu was saying he doesn't want to take anything from Gezel, so we were zocha to these mitzvos, which can so easily be misused by people who are interested in stealing. So says Mar Bishlam Ritzua Shel Tefillin. I understand the Ritzua Shel Tefillin, what the Hana'a is in the Ritzua Shel Tefillin. Because remember, when we're saying that we're zocha to these mitzvos, we just got through saying, when it came to Efer Parah and Ofer Sota, that there has to be Hana'a involved. If there was no Hana'a involved, then Ofer Kisei Adam would have been on the list as well. So Mistama, the Chut Shel Tcheles and Ritzur Shel Tfilin are supposed to give us Hana'a as well. So I understand Ritzur Shel Tfilin, there's Hana'a, because Ksiv V'ro Kolam Eretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and the Pas continues V'yaru Mimecha, that everyone's going to see that we have Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and it's Dafka through the Ritzuos that we have Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, because the Shem Hashem of Shin Dalad Yud is spelled out with the bottom and the Ritzuos. The Shin on the bias of the Shel Rosh, the Dalit on the back of the Ritzuos, on the knot of the Shel Rosh, and the Yud on the knot of the Shel Yad. But two out of the three letters appear in the Shel Rosh, and that's why the Shel Rosh is a Ro Kalamir's Kashem Shemnikra, Lechavatanir, Belozar Gadalomer, Eldvon Shem Rosh, that's Dafka a reference to the Tefillin Shel Rosh, Elochut Shel Tchelis, Mayi. So I understand the Hana'a we get from Tefillin Shel Rosh, it instills a sense of fear in our enemies. But what kind of hana'ah do we get from the Chud Shel Tcheles? What sort of practical benefit do we get from the Chud Shel Tcheles? It is notable that when it comes to tefillin, Shel Rosh, we say, V'ro kol amei aretz. Everyone's going to see our Shel Rosh. When it comes to Shel Yad, V'ilecha lo'os al yadach. It's supposed to be more private. That's why we dafka have a din that we have to cover the Shel Yad. That's why the tefillin Shel Yad comes with those covers, because you're supposed to cover the Shel Yad, at least the majority of the Shel Yad. That's why, you know, there's no, I'm giving a share later this morning about this, there's no Gemara anywhere in Shas that says that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza by your tefillin, between your tefillin and your body. So where on earth do we get the idea that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the tefillin and your body? So there is a Gemara that talks about the chatzitza between the bigdei kuhuna and your body. So the Gemara says, Kohanim didn't wear tefillin shel yad, because the tefillin shel yad would have been a chatzitza between the bigdei kuhuna and their body. And the Gemara says, and what about tefillin shel rosh? It must be that they left some space in between the mitznefes, because otherwise they couldn't put the mitznefes over the tefillin, because that would be a chatzitza between the tefillin and the body. So the Rishonim struggle. There's another solution. Why not put the tefillin over the big day kuhuna? Forget about putting it under, put it over the big day kuhuna. So that's what some of the Rishonim say. The Rush writes that must be that there's a din of chatzitza and tefillin as well. That just like the tefillin would be a chatzitza between the big day kuhuna and the big day kuhuna would be a chatzitza between the tefillin and the body, and there's a din of chatzitza. But the Rush writes in the Shuvah, no, there's no such din of chatzitza by tefillin. Aye, how come the Gemara is assuming that tefillin shel yad cannot be placed over the big day kuhuna? So says the Rashba, v'ilechalaos al yadecha. So lechalaos tells me that it's got to be as close to your personal being as possible. So dafka, when it comes to tefillin shel yad, there is a din of chatzitza, but it's because of lechalaos. But by tefillin shel rosh, v'ro kalamei aretz v'yaru mimecha, that's something that's more public, and therefore it doesn't have to be directly on your head. There is no din of chatzitza in tefillin shel rosh. What do I do about the Gemara? How come the Gemara didn't think of putting the tefillin over the mitznefes? So the Rashba has other ways of dealing with that question. But there's this fundamental difference in the way we treat the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. So dafka by the tefillin shel rosh, we're saying v'yaru mimecha, that gives us that tangible benefit. But what's the tangible benefit of tcheles? Titania, Remeir Omer, man shtana tcheles mikol tzvonin. Why is it that we dafka have the tseva of tcheles, the color of tcheles? Of all the colors, there are a lot of nice colors. Why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a mitzvah that dafka it should be this bluish color? Mnesha tcheles dom yam, because the tcheles is made from the dam of the chalazon, which is similar to the yam, and the yam dom l'rakia, and the yam is similar to the Rakia. V'Rakia domal Evan Sapir, and the Rakia is similar to the Evan Sapir. V'Evan Sapir domal Kiseh Kavod, and the Evan Sapir is reminiscent of the Kiseh Kavod, and the Chsiv Vayirus Elokei Yisrael V'Tachas Raglov, and the Pasuk continues, Kima'ase Livnas HaSapir Ketzim HaShemayim L'Tohar. So we have this look of the Evan Sapir on the Kiseh Kavod itself. Chsiv Kamari Evan Sapir Dumus Kisei. And Pasuk in Yecheskel says, so the Evan Sapir is similar to the Kisei HaKavod, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to dafka have the color of Tcheles in our tzitzis, because when you look at his Kisei HaKavod, you'll remember the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is connected to color mitzvahs. You look at the tzitzis, you remember the Kisei HaKavod, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruling the world. And that's the schar that we have from the Chud Shel Tcheles, that Hashem looks at the Chud Shel Tcheles when he's mistakel about the Kisei Kvodo. So the schar is in that direction, meaning we think the benefit is for us, but the benefit for us is a spiritual benefit, that we're reminded to do all the mitzvahs HaTorah. But what's the practical benefit? The practical benefit is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at his Kisei HaKavod, and when he looks at his Kisei HaKavod, this is what the Torah Chaim explains, when he looks at his Kisei HaKavod, he remembers that we're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that that can only benefit us when we're maskir the mitzvos that Klal Yisrael does in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question that that the Rishonim deal with, Rashi Masech HaSotah says, it's so indirect, right, that the Tcheles Dom Liyam, Liyam to the Rekia, why these different steps? So he says, and the Rekia to the Evan Saper, the Evan Saper to the Kisei HaKavod, why not just say that the Tcheles is Dom the Kisei HaKavod? So he says, because it doesn't say anywhere in Psukim that the Tcheles is Dom the Kisei HaKavod. It only says about the Rekia is Dom the Kisei HaKavod, and the Tcheles is not Mamish Dom the Rekia, it's Dom the Doma to the Rekia. So it's kind of similar to the ocean. The ocean is kind of similar to the Rekia. So it brings us through those steps, because that's the only way you'll get there. You would never arrive at, look at Tcheles and arrive at Rekia, because it's a little bit off from Rekia. And there's only a pasuk that associates Rekia with Evan Sapir. Rashi in Menachos, in the Sugis of Tcheles, says when the Gemara tells us that it's Dom Liyam, and the Yam is Dom Rekia, and it doesn't just say it's Dom Rekia, they're telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavana, by commanding us to do Tcheles, which is Dom Liyam, is to remember all the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf as well. That Dafka, by reminding us of the Yam, it's supposed to remind us of other things that happened in the Yam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great chesed with us in performing Kriyas Yamsuf. So says the Gemara further now. Amar Rabbi Abba, Kasha Gezel, Hane'echal, Shafil Tzadikim Gumur Men Yichol Nach Zero. That when Gezel is already Ne'echal, when it's already been consumed, it's so difficult because even Tzadikim have a hard time returning any Gezel that's already been consumed. Where do we find that Tzadikim have a hard time returning it? Shenemar, because when it comes to Avram Avinu after they won the war with the four kings, and now Avram Avinu didn't want to take anything, but he says, but that which the Na'arim ate, that we're going to keep, because that's already been Ne'echal. So you see that Gezel HaNe'echal is very difficult for even a Tzad Gomer like Avram Avinu to return. So the Marsha says, obviously, if it was actual Gezel, then Avram Avinu would have returned the Gezel HaNe'echal as well. It was not actual Gezel, they were entitled to it, but Avram Avinu was treating it like Gezel. And in his treatment of it, like Gezel, he did not want to return that which was already consumed. The Tiferes Yaakov says the Gezel HaNe'echal, that's Kashav LaHashava, in this Maisa is not about Avram Avinu. It's the Na'arim. It was their Gezel. He didn't steal it. The Na'arim Asher Ito, they're the ones that stole it. And they, Avram Avinu said it's up to them, but it doesn't look like they're returning it. So it was they who were not returning it. It wasn't Avram Avinu who was not returning it. But then the question becomes, Afil Tzadik and Gemurim, who are they? L'chorot Tzadik and Gemurim is a reference to Avram Avinu. Amar Rabbi Yochum Mishra Melozer Rav Shimon, Kol Mokum Shata Motzi Dvar Shal Rabbi Lazar Ben Oshal Rabbi Yossi Aglili Bahagada. Whenever you find Rabbi Lazar Ben Oshal Rabbi Yossi Aglili speaking in Divrei Agada, Asei Oznecha Ka'aparkeses. You should make your ears like a funnel, meaning take in whatever he's got. He's got the best teachings in Agadata. And he said the following, that when the Pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, this past week's, Lo Merubchem Mikol Ha'amim Chashak Hashem Bachem, that it's not because you are the most of all the nations that Hashem desires you. It goes on to say, that Hashem wants you because you are the ma'at mikol ha'amim. So Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Choshakni Bachem, that I desire you, not because mirubchem, but it doesn't mean of your numbers. Lo mirubchem means not dafka because you are lo mirubchem, you are not marbe yourself. You do not elevate yourself, you don't act with gaiva, but rather you are mema'it yourselves. That even when I shower you with authority and with power, you act with greater humility. The more power you're given, the more humility that you have. Why not just say kipshuta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Lomi Rubchem, it's not because of your great numbers, it's because of your small numbers. So Pashta says, the Acharon point out, because there's no Havamina that it's Mirubchem, because we never are Mirubchem. We're never the greatest, we're never the largest nation. The Chinese are that would be the Mirubchem. So it's what would be the Havamina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us because of our vast numbers. No, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that because because you are lo merubchem. You're the kinds of people that are not marbe yourselves. That's why I chose you. So and here are plenty of examples. Nasati kudula Avram Avinu. I gave power to Avram Avinu. Kol Malchi Mizrach, Malchi Marav, Mizrach Marav were kafuf to Avram Avinu. They all treated him as like the king of the whole world. So Amalafane Vanochi Afar Ve'efer. And his response is that he treated himself. He acted. He thought that he was like Afar Ve'efer. Lemosh, I gave gedula to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara at the end of Masechet Zvachim says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a Melech. He had like all the big positions. He was the greatest Navi. So a Navi, a Kohen Gadol, a Melech. He was everything. And Aaron. And Aaron obviously we had the Kuna Gadol was also Navi. So Amru V'Nachnuma. And they said, well, what are we already? We're nothing. The David, he gave David as became the Melech Yisrael. Amru V'Nochi Talas V'Loish. And he says, I'm a little worm. But the people who achieved levels of power among the Ovdei Kochavim, it just fed into their gaiva. Nasati gedulu the Nimrod. I made Nimrod the Melech in the Dara Flaga. Amr Nivna Lanu Ir. And he said, well, what does he do with that power? We're going to go build an Ir, a Migdal, and Rosh HaBashamayim. The Gemara in Erevin says, why was he called Nimrod? Shehimrodes kolom kula b'malchus shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was because of Migdal Bavel that he was called Nimrod. It was through that Maisa that he was that he caused everyone to be murdered against the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash Tanchuma says that he said that why should we settle on HaKadosh Baruch Hu just giving us the earth and he's going to keep the Shemayim? Nalarakia, we should go up to the Rakia and we should wage war. And there were three groups of people. One said we'll go populate the Rakia. One said we'll make a war with the Rakia, and one said we'll go do Avodah Zarah in the Rakia, that we should leave no part of the Bria that is empty of Avodah Zarah. They're going to expand Avodah Zarah to the Rakia. So Hava Nivna Lanu Ir. So that's what Nimrod did with his power. Leparo, that he gave power to Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Amar Mi Hashem. He said, who is Hashem that I should listen to him? Again, a sense of Gaiva. The Sancheriv, he gave Sancheriv Melech Ashur a sense of power. And Amar, he says, Melechim Beis, Mi B'chol Elohei Aratzos, and the pasuk continues, Asher Tzilis Aratzos Miyadi, Kiyatzel Hashem is Yerushalayim Miyadi. Nobody else was able to protect their lands from my power, so why would I think that Hashem has the ability to protect Yerushalayim from my power? L'Nevuchadnetzar, Nevuchadnetzar Melech Bavel is given power, and Amar, Elal B'masayav, and the pasuk continues, Adama L'Elyon, that you get the sense, the Gemara, a lot of times the Gemara quotes half a pasuk, but there's a V'chulei. Over here, there's no V'chulei, because the Gemara doesn't even want to refer to the Divrei Apikorsis. But that's what the whole drush is about the Apikorsis. That Adama L'Elyon is that Ki Yatzel Hashem is Yerushalayim Miyadi. Those are the parts of the pasuk that are really relevant. L'chira Melech Tzur, Amar, Moshe V'lukim Yashavti B'lev Yamim. And over here it skips the first two words of the pasuk, which is El Ani, that I am a God, right? So in all of these cases, it's the words of Apikorsis are not even mentioned by the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't want to say it, but those are all a sense of great gaiva. Amar Rav Avitim Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Shnemer B'Moshe V'Aaron. The anivus of Moshe Aaron is even greater. Yosef Mashenemer B'Avram than Avram Avinu. Dilu B'Avram Ksev Anochi Afar Ve'efer. By Avram Avinu, it says that he considered himself like Afar Ve'efer. Vil B'Moshe V'Aaron Ksev V'Nachnu Ma. But by Moshe V'Aaron, they said not even Afar Ve'efer, like nothing. Nachnu Ma. And the Magen Avos of the Rashbates in Pirkei Avos points out that Avram Avinu is being more humble than we think he is, because Afar on its own can accomplish certain things. You could do certain things with Afar. I don't know, build bricks or whatever. Afar on its own can accomplish certain things. When you mix Afar ve'Afar, you could do almost nothing with it. Meaning the Afar ruins the Afar, the Afar ruins the Afar. You could fill a hole with it, you know, in the ground. There's almost nothing you could do with Afar ve'Afar. So Avram Avinu was being so humble. He didn't say he's Afar. He didn't say he's Afar. He said he's this horrible combination of Afar ve'Afar. Almost useless. But Nachnuma is even more useless. So that's the greater level of humility. The whole world is Miskayim in the Zchus of Moshe Aaron. Ksiv Hach, it says by Moshe Aaron and Nachnuma. Ksiv Hasam and in Eov, it says, Tol Eretz al Belima, that the Eretz is here because of Belima, because of the one who says, Nachnuma, Amar Abila, Ein Olam Miskayim. The world exists in the zchus of those who manage to keep their mouths shut when there's an argument going on, and someone humiliates them, someone insults them, and they do not respond. They don't continue the argument by fighting back. Shenemar Tola Eretz al Bulima. So Bulima means that they don't say anything. Rabbi Avo Amar. Rabbi Yavo says that the world is miskayim in the zchus of Misha Mesim Atzmo Kamisha Eino, that he makes himself as if he's nothing. Shem Rutachas Ros Olam. So someone who treats himself Kamisha Eino is the great zchus of the whole Olam, of the whole world existing. The Ben Yoyada points out that this is more than what Rabbi Yavo said. Rabbi Yavo said that if a person, when he's insulted, when someone attacks him, keeps his mouth shut, that's the zchus. Rabbi Yavo saying more than that, Mesim Atzmo, that he doesn't even let it bother him, that he doesn't think that he deserves any more kavod than that anyway. So it doesn't, even on the inside, it doesn't bother him. In Rabbi Lah's case, he's keeping his mouth shut, but he's infuriated on the inside, and it takes all his kochos and nefesh that he could possibly muster to be able to not respond. In Rabbi Yavo's case, it's not even a havamina, right? There are some people that act with a great deal of anivus, and that is inspiring, and there are some people who get the impression that they don't even know there's such a thing called gaiva. Like, they never heard of it. They don't even understand. Right, Talmidim asked Rabbi Reisman a couple of weeks ago, do you have any eitzes to think, to work on anivus? So first he joked, he said, anivus was never a problem by me. I always said, but he said, if you think of the absurdity of gaiva, he said, it's just absurd. It's so ridiculous. It's so hard to understand why a person would be about gaiva. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev ha'amnam elam tzedek tidaber me'sharm tishpah. What is the umnus then when it says ha'umnam? What is it? It's a reference to the umnus. What is the best umnus for a person in this world? He should be a quiet person. He should keep his mouth shut when it comes to arguing. So I might think keep quiet even when it comes to divrei Torah and not to talk and learning. So that's why the pasuk says tzedek tidaberun, that you should talk and learning. Right? There's this thing that whenever rabbis speak to each other, people take pictures now and they post it all over the place. So throughout the summer, there was a picture of me talking to another rabbi, and it said Rabbi Ari Leibowitz or Rabbi so-and-so, talking and learning on the caption. We weren't talking and learning, but it was very nice that they assumed that we're talking and learning. So they assume that if you're talking, that you're talking and learning. So yachl yagis daito. So you might think that a person should feel a sense of gaiva. Tamlon mesharm tishpatu b'nei adam, that you should make yourself like the aretz itself, which is underneath the feet of Bnei Adam, to act with a sense of anivus. The Marsha relates this to the Gemara in Tainis, where Ablozer Rebbe Shimon came from his Rebbe's house, and he was riding on a donkey, and he was riding around along the riverbank, and he felt really good about himself, and he felt a certain sense of gaiva for having learned so well and having learned so much. And he saw a guy who was extremely ugly, and the guy said, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, and he didn't respond to him, and he said, Reka kam mchur oso ish, that you're so ugly, is the place you come from, are all the people as ugly as you? So he said, I don't know, but maybe you should take it up with the one who created me, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he realized that it was not a nice thing to say. So he came down from the donkey, and he was neshtateach in front of him, and he was mevakish mechila from the guy, and that's why the pasuk says that you shouldn't be megis daito mesharim tishpetu b'nei adam, that a person should judge others with seichel yashar, that a person who has gaiva is going to end up saying things and acting toward others in a way that is totally improper. So back to the mitzvah of kisei adam. Now that you're allowed to do kisei adam with the ashes of the Irani Dachas. So v'mai yisuri anahu, why are you allowed to do so? It's yisuri anahu. So mraziri lo nitzrucha ella la afar afara. No, we're referring to not the ashes of the burnt city, the dirt of the ground, which was always there. So that's telling me that's mutar bana d'chsiv, because the pasuk by Irani Dachas says ves kol shalala tikbotz al tokruchava v'sarafta. So we see that it's Misha Einu Mechusrael Kavitzel Sreifa, that the only things you have to, that are Asr Bana, are that which need to be gathered and burnt, as the Torah tells you to do. Yatzazeh, as opposed to the dirt of the ground of the city, Shemechusar Talisha Kavitzel Sreifa. If you were to, if that were to be Asr Bana, there would be another step. You would have to be Talish it from the Karka, and then gather it and burn it. So that's not included in the Isra'na. So that's answer number one. Why you're allowed to do Kisei Adam with the offer of Irani Dachas? After all, it's also about no. So he said, offer means not the Afer, it means the offer. And there is no Isra'na on the offer. Answer number two, Rav Amar, Mitzvah Slavlianos that the fact that you're using it for Kisei Adam is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Slavlianos Nitnu, where the benefit of doing a mitzvah with something is not does not qualify as Hana'a. The Chassam Sofer writes quite beautifully. He says, what do you mean? There's something, it's so geschmack when you feel good about yourself that you did a mitzvah, that you served the Ribbono Shel. So a person feels great about himself when he does it. And he says, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would command you not to do that mitzvah, you'd feel great about yourself by not doing it. It's about the Tzivei Hashem. It's not about the mitzvah per se. So Yasser Ravina Vakamala Lashmaita. So Ravina was saying this over, say Isfe Rav Ruchumi La Ravina, Rav Ruchumi challenged Ravina that it says in the Brisa, Shofar Shalavod Skavim Lo Yitkabo, that you're not allowed to use a shofar Shalavod Zara for Rosh Hashanah. So my lavin takalo yata, doesn't that mean that if you do it, you're not Yotze, because even though Tzkiyah Shofar is a mitzvah, it's an Isra'na, and that's why you're not Yotze. So you see from here that you cannot be mechasa the dam with an efer that's asr bahana, even though kisei dam is a mitzvah, because by shofar you're not allowed to blow shofar with the surei ana, and it doesn't even work. So it says Gemara, lo imtaka yatsa. No, by shofar you are yotze. We're recommending not to do it, but you are yotze. Why are we recommending not to do it? Because it's ma'us, Rashi says, to use the shofar shel avod zara. But when it comes to kisei dam, we're not worried about the mius kite of it. Tosos points out in Dibur Masvatai, we're not worried about the mius kite of using the Irani Dachas, the ashes of the Irani Dachas, for Kisei Adam. Some Sofer says, well, why not? He says, because the Ikar Mitzvah is that the Dam be Mechusa, and not like the Derech of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that leave the Dam Megula in order to be Mekabit all the Shedim. So it's Dafka appropriate to take the Efer of Avodah Zarah to be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, to show that it's a self-defeating kind of thing, Avodah Zarah. So there's no mius kite in the Avodah Zarah. By shofar, we try it, it's just mius to use something of Avodah Zarah, but you are Yotze, because Mitzvah Avleanu is the new. Lulav Shalva Zchav Lo Yito, you shouldn't use a Lulav Shalva Zarah. My love, him not a Lo Yotza, doesn't that mean that you don't even get the mitzvah? So how can you say Mitzvah Avleanu is the new? Lo, him not a Lo Yotza. No, you are Yotze, the mitzvah. Va'atanya. But don't we have a brisa that tells us, Taka lo yatza, not al lo yatza? How can you answer up and say that that these brises mean that you really are Yotze the mitzvah of the shofar shel avodah zarah, the lulav shel avodah zarah? It's beferish in the brisa that you're not Yotze. So apparently, because it's Yisurei Hanah, you cannot do a mitzvah with them. So it says, Amar Rav Ashi, Hachi Hashta, you cannot compare the shofar and lulav on the one hand to the Kisei Adam on the other hand. It's not on account of it being Isurei Hana'a per se, that this, meaning it's not on account of the doing a mitzvah qualifying as Hana'a. A mitzvah does not qualify as Hana'a. The reason you're not Yotze with the shofar shel avodah zarah, with the lulav shel avodah zarah, is hasam shiura bi'inan. They have a minimum size to them. A lulav has to be three tefachim plus an extra tefach kedei l'naneabo. The shofar has to be the size of your hand, and it's got to stick out on both sides. It has to have a particular size to these things. V'avodah zchavim k'tusim michta shiura. And anything that's avodah zarah, it's hasam bana, we view it as if it's chopped up into a bunch of tiny pieces, and therefore it doesn't meet the shear. It doesn't have the proper size. But hacha, when it comes to Kisei Adam, if you can say we view this Efer of the Irani Dachas as if it's chopped up into a million pieces, even better, the more it's chopped up, the better it is for the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Okay, new parak. Gid Anasha applies both in Aritzol and Chutzla, B'fnei Abayis, Shlo B'fnei Abayis. It applies when there is a Beis Mikdash, when there's not a Beis Mikdash, B'chulin, B'kdashin, Chulin animals and Hektish animals, V'noig, B'beimah, B'chaya. It applies by behemoth and chayas, b'yerach shel yamin and b'yerach shel shmal, both on the right thigh and the left thigh, ve'einu noig ba'of, but it doesn't apply to an oaf, mipnei she'ein lo kaf. because an oaf doesn't have a calf with which it could apply. V'noig b'shlil, it applies to a fetus. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Noig b'shlil v'chal b'mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says it does not apply to a fetus, and the chel of a shlil is mutter as well. V'ena tabach ne'amanim al giranasha, the butchers are not ne'aman to say they remove the giranasha because it's such a tircha to remove it. V'ramer v'chamrom ne'amanim lo v'yala chelev, they're ne'aman to say they remove the giranasha, and they're ne'aman al chelev as well. Now, it does not say anything about zecharim u'nekevus. There is a famous passage in Crazy Uplacy where he says a guy had come saying that the whole world had made a mistake about which vein it is that's the giranasha, and it's really a different vein, and the Crazy Uplacy says, and I proved him wrong, chakarti u'badakti as a davar, the vein that he was pointing to, that he was saying is really the giranasha, only appears in male animals. It doesn't appear in female animals, and it's beferish in the smag that it's giranasha is knowing bein b'zichar and bein b'nekevos. So the guy, I was able to prove the guy wrong with such an argument. So some sofer in a tshuva in Yerodea Simon Samachtai says, oy vey, Crazy Placey made a very terrible mistake. Whenever the smag is going to say about a mitzvah that it's knowing bein b'zichar and bein b'nekevos, he means neither men nor women are allowed to eat a giranasha. It's not about the animal. It's got nothing to do with the animal. And in fact, in the sefer told us Adam, he writes that not only that, it doesn't even appear in the smag like that. So probably he meant the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Chinuch. But again, he says, the Chinuch writes, Beferish, whenever the Chinuch says, Bein B'zichar and Bein B'nekevos, it means men and women are mitzuvin. It's got nothing to do with the gender of the animal. And in the Toldos Adam, he makes a big deal about how if even the Crazy Uplacy, the Heiliger Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Snipeschitz, could make such an obvious mistake, Ezu Chacham Alam Mikal Adam, and you always need to be Modala Emes, because even the greatest people can make mistakes, and it was so obvious. It can't be. It can't be that Rabbi Yonas and Eibshitz made such a mistake. So they say that they found that in the original copy of the Crazy Uplacy that was printed during his lifetime, they found a ksav yad where he corrected on the side. He put a line through bismag, and he wrote instead samach nun, which is the sefer hanikur of the Bala Itur. And over there it says that it applies to behemos nekevos as well. He didn't make a mistake. It was a typo. They wrote smag, and he really wrote the Sefer HaNikur, and the Sefer HaNikur is beferish that it was applied to zecharim and nekevos, meaning to animals that are both zecharim and nekevos. There's a shaila whether it applies to human beings, whether the issur of giranasha applies if you're eating a person. Does it apply to human beings? So the Achronim say that it may depend. In the Shara Melech, he says it may depend on whether you hold that there's an issur daraisa to eat a human being, or only an issur drabanan to eat human flesh. It's certainly unpleasant to think about, but that's the old shailer of Daniel Feldman used to say, if the waiter comes and he serves you a piece of chazer, better to eat the chazer to eat the waiter, right? The chazer is for sure an issur daraisa. The waiter maybe yes, maybe no. So if it's not an issur daraisa to eat human flesh, then to eat the giranasha might be an issur daraisa. But if it is an issur daraisa to eat human flesh, so it's a behemah tmeya. So behemah tmeya, giranasha doesn't apply to it. Only applies to a behemah Torah. Anyway, Mukdash and Pshita, says the Gemara, that's an old ethical question, meaning the Torah says that it's a less of a halachic violation to eat a human being than a chazer. But when it comes down to it, what's the right thing to do? If those are your two options, assuming the human is dead, obviously, well, what's the right thing to do, right? So some say it's unthinkable that we would ever eat human flesh. Others say, right, you go with the halacha. So, okay. Anyway, Mukdash and Pshita, so it's obvious that it's going to apply to Mukdash. Mishum Dikshay Pakle Yesu Gidmine. What, when you're makdish an animal, all of a sudden the Yisr Giranasha just disappears? And if you're going to say, well, the Giranasha gives off tam, it's a major machlokas tanaim that we should become familiar with throughout this parak. So it has tam. So the Yisr of Hekdish could be chal in the Yisr of Gid, because you're getting hanoah from Hekdish when you eat the Giranasha. It's no sintam, it has actual tam to it. So that's what we're saying, that it's a second Yisr, not that the Chiddush is that the Yisr of Giranasha applies. The Chiddush is that the Yisr of Hekdish applies on the Gidan Asha. So Haim Dushin, knowing begin me by but then it should have said it that way. It should have said that we're knowing the Isra of Hegdish even on a Gid. Elo Kasavar in beginning with us in time. No, we're assuming that Gidin do not give any time, and therefore it's not really an Isra of Hegdish. And what we're saying is the Chiddush is that by when it comes to Hegdish, Isra Gid is Ika Isra Mukdashin Laka, that you only have the Isra Gid. You don't have the Isra Mukdashin. It's Dafka telling me ain't begidin Rosin Tam. Vesavar Tan done ain't begidin Rosin Tam. But does our Tana hold ain't begidin Rosin Tam? Vatanan. But doesn't another Mishnah in our Perek, and the assumption is that all the Mishnah is in the Perek are authored by the same person, that Yarech Shinas Bashel Ba Gira Nasha, that a thigh where the Gira Nasha is cooked in it, im Yeshba Beno Saint Tam, Harezu Asura, that if it's no Saint Tam, if you don't have Shishim in the whole thigh, Keneged the Gira Nasha, so then it assers the whole thing. So you see, Yesh Begidin Beno Saint Tam in our Perek. Elahacha Bevlados Kach Maskinan. No, over here our Mishnah must be talking about Vlados of Kachim. So you have a behema that's a Karman Shlamim that's pregnant and it gives birth. V'kasavra, and the Tana holds, Noeg B'shlil, that the Yisra of Gira Nasha is Noeg while it's still a fetus. V'kasavra, Vlados Kachim, B'me'iman Hein Kedoshim. And the Kedusha is going to be Chal when they're still still in the womb. The Yisra Gid, the Yisra Mukdashin, Bahadei Adadi Ka'asi. You don't have the issue of Ein Yisra Chal Al Yisra, because the Yisra Gid and the Yisra Mukdashin were Chal simultaneously. And since they're Chal simultaneously, you can have both Yisurim apply, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that it applies to Mukdashin, to a fetus of Kachim. So Be'ez Hashem will continue that conversation tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.